Oh my God, thanks for coming over in such a hurry. Really. Guys, sorry for the background noise. I'm recording with my phone and I can't edit my recording and then, yeah, whatever. Just enjoy it, whatever. Oh my God. Thanks for coming over in such a hurry. Sorry, I didn't make any sense on the phone, but I need your help. I agreed to do something without thinking, and now I'm afraid I'll mess it up. Okay, I'll try to calm down. I didn't want to tell you on the phone because I was scared you'd say no and. Sorry, I'll get to the point. Okay, so you know how my drama class has this play on Saturday? Right, the one you're coming to as well. You see, the girl who usually does our makeup got sick, so we need someone else to do it. And of course, stupid me offered to do it even though I've never really done makeup on anyone else. I know. I'm pretty decent at it on myself, but doing it for someone else must be a completely different thing. Why the fuck did I offer to do something I have no experience with? But by now, you've probably already guessed why I called you. Do you think I could practice on you? Please. I promise I won't take any picture or anything so nobody will know. Please, please, please. Aw, thanks, dude. You really are saving me. I owe you one. All right, so let's not waste any time then. Why don't you just go wash your face in the bathroom while I get out everything I need? Right. Sit down on the chair here. I want to practice two looks, one for the guys and one for the women. Yes. Men have to wear makeup on stage too. Them being all sweaty and red from the lights wouldn't be a great look. Let's start with that one since it should be simpler, okay? I do have to touch you and your face a bunch. That's okay for you, right? Of course, just wanted to make sure. Okay, so first, let's freshen up your skin with some toner. For that, I'm putting some on a cotton ball so I can pat it onto your face. Mostly focusing on your forehead, your nose, and your chin. It cleanses your face, removes any excess oil, and makes your pores look smaller. Let's give it a moment to do its thing. After that, I'm going to apply this moisturizer here. Judging by how good your skin looks, I'd guess that you already use some yourself, but it's extra important to use it before doing any makeup as it makes sure that your skin stays hydrated. I'll just take some on my finger and gently pat it onto you. Not too much, just enough to cover your face. There we go. Feels nice and fresh, doesn't it? Next up, I'll apply this primer. It will make the makeup look nicer and also make sure that everything stays on, even if the actors sweat a lot. Alright, that's that. So far, everything was just preparation, but now we're getting to the first actual makeup. The foundation will even out your skin and hide any possible blemishes. Let's see. Yeah. This one should match your skin tone. I'll apply to you and then spread it evenly using this sponge. It might tickle a bit, but try to be still. Look up so I can get into your neck as well. Good thing you shaved today. That makes things way easier. Now, I'll apply some concealer under your eyes to hide dark rings and wrinkles. Don't give me that look. I'm not saying you have those, but who knows how much sleep the actors got before the play. If there were any pimples, I'd cover them up with this as well. Yes, we're almost done with this one. Don't get impatient. The women's makeup will take a lot more work anyways, so I need to buy you your face for a little longer. For this look, I'll finish with some setting powder to make sure everything stays on and the guys don't look shiny on stage. And I'll use the soft brush for that. Finally, I'm going to fill in your eyebrows a tiny bit with this pencil here. And we're done. Here's the mirror if you want to check yourself out. Yeah, it doesn't really look like you're wearing anything at all, but it will make a huge difference on stage. Honestly, doing this on someone else wasn't as bad as I thought, but I'm mostly worried about the eyes, so we'll see how that goes. The first few steps will pretty much be the same, but I want to practice them again, so go get yourself clean up, please. There's makeup remover next to the sink. Take the moisturizer with you and reapply it as well. Since we're starting off the same way, I won't really explain what I'm doing, okay? I'm sure you paid attention the first time and remember anything. Don't worry, there won't be a quiz. But thank you again for helping me out with this. First up, the primer. The foundation. The concealer. All right, and the setting powder again. This time, I'm not going to do your eyebrows yet. For the women, I'll have to do something called contouring. This is done to give the face some more depth, but can also change how the face shape appears. So for you, I'll try to make you look more feminine. You look so pretty once I'm done with you. This is the highlighter. It's a few shades lighter than your skin tone and is used to, you guessed it, highlight parts of your face. I will do your eyes first, so try to stay still, please. I'm applying some below your eyebrows. The inside corners of your eyes, below them, a tiny bit on the bridge of your nose, and the top of your cheekbones, above your lip, and on your forehead. I hope I didn't get anything in your eyes. My hand was a bit shaky there. Good. Now, I will use this soft brush to darken some parts of your face with this powder. Correct. To simulate shadows. As I said, this will add depth and can also make some facial features appear thinner. I'm applying it at the sides of your forehead, close to your hairline, the sides of your nose, and a little under your cheekbones. Right now it doesn't look too nice, so I'll use this little sponge to blend everything. Just like that. Okay, only one more step before we move on to your eyes. A bit of blush for your cheeks. I don't want to overdo it, but a hint of color will look very pretty. Wow, it makes such a huge difference. You look a lot more feminine already. I definitely won't have to do as much for the actresses, but this is great practice. No, you can't look yet. I want to finish everything else first. Besides, why are you suddenly so eager about this? Oh, you're just curious. Right. But I can't blame you. This is going a lot better than I was expecting. You make for a good canvas. Up next, the eyes. Like last time, I will use a pencil for your eyebrows. Usually, I'd pluck some stray hair now as well, but we'll skip that today. For the eyeshadow, I'll keep it a bit more subtle. I don't think I'll need any crazy colors for the play. So, close your eyes and tilt your head up a bit. I'm laying down some color on your eyelid and I'm blending it outwards with short strokes. And the other eye. Okay, you can open them again. Now, the eyeliner is what I'm most nervous about. It already took me a lot of practice before I was able to do this properly on myself. So, I hope I don't mess this up. Close your eyes halfway for this, please. Just look downwards. Alright. I can do this. I'm drawing along your eyelashes with the line getting thicker towards the outside, and I'm adding this little wing at the end. The lines could be a bit more steady, but it's not too bad. Let's try the other one. Carefully, I want both eyes to be symmetrical. Yeah, that looks quite decent. By the way, have I ever told you that you have really pretty eyes? I'm serious, and the makeup just makes them pop even more. Anyways, before I get too distracted staring at you, let's take care of these lashes. They already have a nice curl to them, so I won't need this lash curler. I'm honestly a bit jealous of you for that. Let's skip to the mascara. Look down a bit while I do this, but don't close your eyes. I'll start on the inside, applying it to your lashes with upwards strokes. That's one eye. And the other. Oh, they look so long and curly. But Don't think I didn't catch you looking down my shirt while I bent over, mister. You don't need to apologize. I was just teasing you. You really are helping me out here, so you might as well get something out of it. And I'm almost I can't talk. I'm almost done with you. It's just the lips left. First, some lip balm. This will make them nice and soft and also helps the lipstick stay on longer. Now, this lip liner, I'm going to, well, line your lips and give them a nice full shape. And for the grand finale, the lipstick, it's this really pretty red that will look super sexy on you. First, the lower lip and the upper one. Press them together a bit to spread it evenly. I'm sure you've seen women do that before. Yep, that's the one. Wow, you look so pretty and your lips are absolutely kissable. I'm honestly stunned. Wait, I have one more idea. You know, I got a few wigs from other place with it. How would you feel about wearing one? It would really sell the whole look. Well, that was surprisingly eager. I'll go get it from my closet. No peeking while I'm gone. There it is. See, it almost matches your hair color. You should probably put it on yourself. Oh, very pretty. Let me just fix up your hair a little bit. Now, you can finally check yourself out. So, let's go over to the mirror. Voila! I did a great job. Oh, thanks. I'm glad you liked it. I am pretty proud of myself. And if I manage to make you look this feminine, doing the actresses won't be a problem at all. But I do have to ask something. I can't help but notice that that situation in your pants. Is that because of me touching you and giving you a nice view, or is there another reason? You can be honest with me. There's no need to be embarrassed. And whatever you say will stay between us. I promise. You're kind of into feminization? I really called the right person then. No, I'm not worded out. A bit surprised, maybe. But we all got our kinks. There's nothing strange about this. So, have you ever actually tried this before? Or, oh, you've only fantasized about it. I see. Is there anything else you fantasize about and want to try? Letting me use you like this and opening up about your fantasies must have taken a lot of courage, so we might as well try some more things, right? You want to try an address? Yeah, well, of course you can do that. I think I might have something that could fit you. Wait a minute, well, I picked something out. Look, I got this really cute floral sundress, and I'm sure that it will look amazing on you. Those? I figured if you want to put on a dress, maybe you'd like to wear some fitting underwear as well. But I don't want to push you or anything. I just brought them, so I mean, just in case you do. Okay, do you want me to leave the room while you get changed? I can stay, sure. I'll try not to stare too much. You have a really nice body, you know. Oh, wow. I know. I said I wouldn't stare, but that's pretty hard to ignore. I just wonder how it's supposed to fit in my panties. Yep, just as I thought. It keeps popping out at the sides. Maybe you can tuck it under the waistband. Yeah, that sort of works. But check yourself in the mirror. Your ass looks amazing in this. I think those panties might actually suit you better than me. Let's get the bra on you. Do you know how to do this, or should I help you? You probably have more practice taking them off someone than putting one on. Just stick your arms through here and I'll close it for you. I'll adjust the straps a bit so it fits properly. Here, you can stuff these socks in there as well. See? I chose a bra with a lot of padding, so while it doesn't give you cleavage or anything, it does look like you have some cute little boobs. Now, put on the dress. I really want to see how what you look like in it, and I'm sure you're curious as well. Oh my god, that looks so pretty on you. Yeah, it's a bit looser. Something more form-fitting would probably have been too tight around your waist. You look so cute spinning around like that, and that smile on your face is just adorable. Can I ask you a bit of an odd question? Promise me to not freak out, okay? Since we're already being open with each other and trying out things, do you think we could, like, make out? I know we're just friends, but seeing you like this and seeing how much it turns you on is pretty fucking hot. I'll take that as a yes. Your lips are so soft. Fuck. I would have never imagined our first kiss to be like this. Yes, I've thought about kissing you before, but you never got my hints. Is it okay if I touch you? Your ass feels so nice. And I can feel your hard cock pressing against me. Are you sure you're all right with this? it must be a lot for you right now, and I just want to be certain. Oh, you want to take this even further? Okay. Then be a good girl and get on my bed. Now. I want you between my legs. I've always wondered what it was like to have a girl go down on me. What are you waiting for? Take off my pants. Can you see how wet I am? My panties are soaked. You're rubbing my pussy through the soft fabric while kissing my inner thigh. It feels so good. Stop teasing me. Just take them off. Oh my God. Your tongue feels amazing on my clit. You're so good at this. Look at me. I want to look into your eyes while you eat me out. Circle your tongue around my clit. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Can I grab your hair? I want to press you into me. Fuck, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was squeezing you with my thighs. You're just making me feel so good. No! Why did you stop? I was getting so close. Oh, you wanna fuck me? I'd love that. Come here. Get on top of me. I can taste myself on your lips. No. Don't take off the dress. Just hug it up. And pull your panties to the side. You're rubbing your cock on my pussy. Just barely parting my lips. You really love being a tease, don't you? Well, don't make me wait. Be a good girl and fuck me. I need you inside me. Oh my God, it's going in. Oh, go slow. You're really fucking big. That baby. Keep rubbing my clit while you're stretching me with your hard girly cock. Slowly start fucking me now. Thrusting all the way. I want to feel you deep inside of me. go a bit faster. Yeah, keep fucking like this. Let me grab your boobs while you're fucking me. I know they're not real, but I still want to touch them. None for me. I want to hear your sexy girly moans. That sounds so hot. You look absolutely gorgeous like this. Your pretty face. Your beautiful eyes. The dress hugging your curves. The lace wrapped around your hard cock. Fuck me harder. I want to come on your cock. Oh, I'm getting close. Keep going. Make me come. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. I'm coming. That was intense. Why did you never tell me you were so good at this? Wait, you didn't come yet? I'll have to do something about that. Where do you want to finish? You can choose anywhere you want. My face? Excellent choice. Get up so I can kneel down in front of you. It tastes so good. You must be building up such a big load for me. I want you to cover my face with your cum. My face, I'm sorry. I'm a mess. Come all over me. Make me yours. I love grabbing your firm ass in the soft, lacy panties. Do you like it when I stroke your cock while twirling my tongue around the underside of your head? Like this. Fuck. Your girly moans are driving me crazy. I love hearing how good you feel. Your cock is twitching. Are you getting close? Come for me like a good girl. Give me your hot, delicious cum. I need every last drop. Make me your cum slut. Please come for me. Come for me. Just do it. Oh my god. That's such a huge load. I guess it's only fair for you to paint my face as well. Oops. It's dripping down my chin. Let me just... That's really delicious. Come here. Give me another kiss. I don't really know what to say. I definitely didn't expect this to happen today. Or, like, ever. It sure was quite the experience. How do you feel? Was everything okay for you? Yeah, it must have been pretty wild. I hope it was alright that I called you a girl. Of course. I promise, this will stay between us. And don't worry. You'll only be my good girl when you want to be. Anytime else, you're still my guy friend, just as before. Nothing between us will change. I mean, unless you want things to change, but we can figure that out once we've cleared our heads. For now, I just want to lay here with you for a little longer. Do you maybe want to come over again tomorrow? Practicing once more before the play probably won't hurt. Thank you. Maybe I can teach you a few more things as well. Oh, the clothes. If you want something to play with at home, you can take them with you, or maybe we can go shopping together and pick up some things that fit you better. Perhaps even some sexy lingerie. It's all up to you. Just know that I'll support you in any way I can.